politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Center is back from vacation. We're really glad to see him over there. He's taking better care of us than ever before, so we're very grateful for that. So we definitely appreciate his help and hard work. Well, years past, we've talked about the Shamokin Rotary Sleigh Program that they have, where the sleigh ride, Santa goes on a sleigh and travels through Shamokin, Cole Township, Coltmont, Mount Carmel, over the course of a couple of weeks. And so that program is going to continue, and Mike Buryak is helping to make sure that that does take place. So, Mike, first of all, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having us.
I do
appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you got an open mic anytime when it comes to Santa and his hard work this time of year. Let's start out with a quick glance at the Shamokin Rotary Club itself. Tell us about the club and how active it is. We know that it's increasingly active around here.
Well, we've been in business for a long time. We just celebrated our 100th anniversary. And we're not as big as what we used to be or as big as it was when it first started, but like most volunteer clubs, we've been struggling a little bit, but the people that we have in the club are hard workers and very dedicated to the program and looking to help the community in any way that we can.
Well, and I think Shamokin is enjoying just a tremendous resurgence. The AOAA is part of that, but really there's just tons of investment in the downtown. A lot of people pulling for Shamokin now, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Rotary numbers start to go up and you get more involvement, and that would mean more projects and more help and more doing in the community. So good luck with that. Okay, so the Santa Sleigh, give us an overview of what that program is and explain how it goes to different towns. And I guess we have to kind of coincide it to how the pandemic fits in.
Yes. Unfortunately, this year we're going to have a change in the whole program because of social distancing and the virus that's really crippling the area right now. And where we used to go out, we always did about 10 nights of the Santa Sleigh going around the Shamokin, Cole Township area, as well as Mount Carmel and Coltmont. We spend a night each in Coltmont and Mount Carmel and at their town park. In Shamokin, we go around the streets. We have a schedule set up where we're going to be each night, and we drive up. We have certain spots that we've been stopping year after year, and as we get there, we can see a crowd of kids, and young kids and old kids, and puppy dogs also, and they come out and they're standing waiting on us as we pull in, and members of the club will get out and put the steps down in the sleigh. The sleigh is pulled by a pickup truck, and it's got thousands of lights on it, a sound system, and of course the jolly old Saint Nick there in the seat waiting for to talk to the kids. And there's a sound system on it playing music and also the microphone, so the kids can talk into the microphone and the parents can hear what the kids are asking for, and Santa talks to them, asks them several different questions, and such as, how are you doing in school? Are you a good student? How are you at home? Do you keep your room cleaned up? And things of that nature. And we take their picture. We use a Instamatic camera similar to the old Polaroids, and we take their picture, put it in a folder for them. We give them a toy, a stuffed animal, things like that. As they exit the sleigh, and we do have our Shamokin Rotaract Club also, the students from the high school helping the student, the kids up and down the sleigh, and hand out the toys and everything, and help keep everybody in line, and they're just a big help to us, as well as other volunteers outside of the Rotary Club also. And but the Rotarians, of course, run the program and are a big help. And if it wasn't for all our volunteers through the Rotary and the Rotaract Club, it wouldn't be possible. So I just want to thank all those people that help us and help bring joy to the families, and just the joy you see when these kids get up there and talk to Santa. Some of them will talk, some of them will scream and cry and carry on, but it's a joy just to see those eyes light up, and it's a joy for me also as we go out and see people from year after year. I see some of my former students from school, and they come over and give me a hug and so on, and it's just good all the way around, and people talk about when they were a kid and they were getting up on the sleigh, and now their kids are up on the sleigh getting their pictures taken, and they just look forward to it. And some people, like I said, they bring their furry friends, and they look forward to it every year also. And it's just a joy and a good time.
Well, great explanation. I really thank you for all those details. That's really helpful. Just reiterate the where and when, and that'll just about take care of it. Oh, and masks are recommended. I'm sure about that. But where and when?
Okay, it begins tonight, and it will go every night this week through and including Friday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be in the Bader Furniture parking lot. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a lot different this year. It's going to be a drive-through. The sleigh will be stationary. People will be able to drive in with the children in the cars. Everyone must wear masks, as well as our helpers will be wearing masks and gloves. And kids can bring their letters in for Santa and deposit them in a mailbox. And Santa will get those letters with all their wishes on there. And they will get to talk by microphone to one of them. Well, they'll talk, first of all, with one of our helpers who will correspond their message to Santa on a microphone. So no one is handling the microphone but one of our helpers to Santa. And then Santa will respond by microphone also through the speaker system that the kids can hear Santa talk and his jolly old laugh and so on. And we will not be taking pictures this year. Everyone must stay in the cars. There will be no walk-ups. Everybody must drive through, enter on the Liberty Street, and exit the parking lot on Orange Street exit. And we will have the fire police will be there helping direct traffic, and we're expecting to have a nice turnout. And we will do that every night this week, weather providing, and it looks like it's going to be good weather for it. It's going to be cold, which is normal for Christmas time, but hopefully we won't have any rain or disturbances that way.
Well, you're a great spokesman for the whole organization and for Santa. I'm sure he appreciates your help. I would recommend folks contact Shamokin Rotary on Facebook. That's a great way to do it. And otherwise, there's a number, 570-648-4802, if folks have questions for the Shamokin Rotary Club. So folks can check that out. So starting tonight in Shamokin at Bader's Furniture parking lot, Mike will let you wrap us up with just make a pitch for folks, parents, and kids to consider coming out this week to see Santa.
Yes, come out, bring your letters, and get your wishes into Santa. Say hi, and receive a little gift as you're leaving, and just have a good time and be patient. The line may get long, and we're hoping anyways. And we just want to do something for the kids, since we can't go around the community as we did in the past. I've been asked to do something, and this is what we came up with, probably the easiest and safest way to do it, without anyone getting injured or anything of that nature. So we just want to have a good time and have the kids come out and see Santa.
All right. Well, fabulous. Thanks again for all you're doing. Thanks for the work of the Shamokin Rotary. If folks are interested in supporting this with donations, that is certainly permitted. That's not a requirement at this event. And the Shamokin Rotary Club, really just a fabulous nonprofit organization pushing the town of Shamokin ever forward. Thank you so much, Mike, for all you're doing as well. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Mark, and we appreciate your time and getting us on the air here. And from the North Pole, Santa's looking forward to talking to all the kids.
Yeah, he loves Shamokin. We know that to be true. All right, thank you. That is Mike Buryak, a member of the Shamokin Rotary Club, talking about their Santa sleigh visit 6 to 8 p.m. this week, each evening at the Bader's Furniture parking lot. It's a drive-through event, masks required across the board. So we hope to see you out there.